Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now it's just 9 weeks to go until Christmas. News of level 5 lockdown has come as another hammer blow to many Irish retailers, while many of us are going online as local stores shut down. But across the country, retail and business groups are urging us to source gifts from Irish online retailers, especially the traditional shops who are trading online since our first lockdown. Well, John Cook joins me for more on this, and the message really is to shop local in level 5, isn't it, John? Even if you can't visit in person your local retailers.
That's right, Sarah. And while we're all thinking about public health, let's face it, many of us are also asking what about Christmas and the Taoiseach's insistence that it can still be meaningful. But with many non-essential retailers closing down again tomorrow night, they're going to lose invaluable trading days at their busiest time of year and millions of euro to online retailers, many of them outside of Ireland, not supporting any Irish jobs there, obviously. And from looking around, you'd be surprised how many people are online, how many businesses are online here in Ireland. For instance, something that caught my eye today from Ennis Chamber of Commerce, where I am. Sadly, it says, we Irish are the top of the world for shopping on international websites. 70% plus of our online transactions go outside of the country, but we can take responsibility for our own actions, is their message this Christmas. Shopping local and Irish online to support local retailers, spending locally and saving jobs. And from talking to chamber management and some businesses around Ennis, I've realised a lot more have gone online, particularly since the first lockdown. And so I went to visit some of them and find out, starting with Maureen Harrison of the Shodeen Jewellery Company. She has shops in Limerick, Ennis and in Skerries in North County Dublin. She gave me her reaction to level 5 closures first.
To be honest, I was very disappointed. It took me by unawares. I really didn't think we were going to go to level 5, and I'm very sad about it.
What does it mean to lose November now? No Black Friday, no early build up to Christmas, and you're hoping to be back for December. I mean, that's a big blow to a lot of retailers.
I've been working, making the jewellery and organising since January for this period up to, you know, November, December is my busiest. It's the time of the year that I need to be open and I need to be working hard. Being closed is devastating, but what can I do? Luckily for me, I have the online.
Tell me about the ding on the phone, what that sound is, because your face lights up when it happens. It's not a text message.
It's Shopify on the phone indicating that we have a sale for online. So I can, it's in other words, it's a sale online, which is wonderful. I would be absolutely devastated if I didn't have online. I'd be going into the next 6 weeks with nothing. I wouldn't know where to start, but at least I have this online. At least I'm praying the customers will come and support and buy from our Irish company, and buy Irish, and buy from us.
So my name is Anne-Marie O'Connor, and I'm part of O'Connor's Bakery. So we have just set up our click and collect website. We just started this process in March with the lockdown, and we availed of Enterprise Ireland a grant that they had available, which has really helped us. And particularly with the lockdown, we can see that it should really help customers browse at home, choose their products, and then collect in our store.
Christmas cakes, Christmas puddings, things like that, I know you do a big trade in. How important is it to get back open again for December?
It'll be very important for us, but that is something we're going to be putting online as well, in that people can look and again shop, and with the possibility we're looking at maybe even able to post some of those products.
So I'm Fiona Ryan and I own Little Ones and online littleones.ie. Wooden toys and baby gifts. We have a lovely selection for newborn babies and everything right up to maybe about 7 years old, art and crafts and wooden toys.
And it looks like a sort of an Aladdin's cave for kids who might be looking ahead to Christmas. There's lovely jigsaws and puzzles and anything from bikes to prams and all sorts of things here. And you mentioned 55% of your trade is online. You've been doing it for 14 years. Do people buy from you because you're an Irish business, because you've got a shop here in the street in Ennis, or does it matter? Do they want to support local, do you think? Because a lot of people are saying we're losing a lot of trade to international retailers online.
More so than ever, I've noticed it this year, that people just genuinely want to support Irish. They want to support small. They do shop local. And I think it's important for people to know that we are a family business. We're a small business. People need to know who they're buying from and where the products are coming from. So I think you need to have that at the forefront of your business.
Is there a rush in the last few days?
It's been a huge rush. There's so many orders pending on our system that we haven't even got around to looking at yet. It is, I won't say stressful, but it's extremely busy.
On the positive side, though, that makes you know that you will survive this, you will come through it. Maybe that's an example to other businesses.
Absolutely. I hope to grow our brand next year. We're developing an in-house brand as well, where I have developed my own little range of baby clothing. Yeah, we're excited to grow the brand next year.
Best of luck with it.
So much. Thank you.
And that was Fiona Ryan of Little One's Toy Shop in Ennis there. And the little dings in your previous contributor, John, really, I think, sums it up, you know, how important those dings are to people who are trying to run a business at the moment. What about pubs and restaurants then? What's the mood there with the news that they might not be able to reopen their doors at all this Christmas?
Yeah, those online dings is literally the money coming in. So it's proof of how this can work and how you can support a local business. But I visited some pubs and restaurants to talk about Level 5 today as news was emerging that they may not be able to reopen their doors for Christmas or to have customers indoors because the Taoiseach, the Leo Varadkar, has said that Level 5 restrictions will hopefully get us back to Level 3 by December. That would still mean only outdoor dining or outdoor drinking for 15 people at pubs. And that's what's going to happen tonight at a couple of restaurants and pubs I visited. At Taylor's Pub in the Market in Ennis, Susan and Pat were preparing for, well, their second last night. Outside, customers have to sit outside in their beer garden, sheltering from the rain under canopies. And Pat told me they're really finding it difficult now to consider that there may be no Christmas drinks by the fire this year.
Christmas Eve is always a lovely sociable evening here. During the day, all our regular customers used to come in with their families and have a drink before they head home after doing their shopping. I'm going to miss all that.
Susan, you've your coat and your scarf on. How do you feel about trying that out in December as well?
It's going to be very difficult.
It's just not all about making a living. Like we have kids who have gone back to college now and the fees have to be found from somewhere. You know, it was great for us. Like, in one sense, we got a break on our mortgage, which wasn't a free break. We're going to pay it for the rest of the life of the mortgage. But at least it helped us out with cash flow during the lockdown. We've already had the banks onto us in the last month to start paying our mortgage back again, and now we're closed again. So I actually don't know how we're going to survive, because being honest with you, I cannot see us being able to open the pub proper until next year. I don't believe that the government will go from level 5 to level 2 in the 4-week period leading up to Christmas.
Is that a worry, Susan? 5 proud years in the pub here, but you don't know about next year.
It's looking a bit uncertain. But look, we were closed for the 7 months and we really looked forward to getting back open again. And it was lovely to see our customers back and they were so happy to see us back open again. But hopefully we will get back open again next year, 2021. And
you're writing off Christmas maybe?
Yeah, I think it's looking a little bit unlikely.
I think there is still a chance. I think if everybody complies with Level 5, maybe we can look at having a Christmas here in Taylor's.
Brian O'Neill, Rowntree Cafe Bar and Rowntree Hostel in Ennis.
We have to go back to takeaway under Level 5, takeaway only. Now you're hearing today that December may not get back to Level 2. You may not get customers back indoors for the restaurant for Christmas at all, or for maybe the rest of this year. How does that feel?
Devastating, I suppose, really, if that was to happen. You know, we've been lucky with Fort Ireland having an adaptability fund. We've adjusted our cover terrace outside with heating, planting, make it as comfortable as possible. But really, without December indoors, it'd be just devastating, I think, for us and most of the other restaurants in the country.
Are you shocked to hear that today, or do you think it's inevitable?
We'd have to be hopeful. Sure, if we're not optimistic in business, we're nothing at all. But I suppose you have to fear for the majority of restaurants in the country, whether they'll just throw the keys back in the door come December. That's a large possibility. Hopefully the numbers will get to such a level that we'll be able to go indoors and even back to the level 2, 6 people at a table from no more than 2 households. We've all been trained with the Fault Ireland Safety Charter. We'd hope that we'd get back to at least level 2. But it's all based on the numbers, and if everybody makes the effort, we'll hopefully get there.
And without indoor dining this December, you say we'll see a lot less restaurants in the new year?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Look, we'd like to think the European model would work well. You know, we have a cafe bar model ourselves here, but December in Ireland is December in Ireland. No matter what way you look at it, you're not going to eat a steak dinner with gale force blowing right into you. It's not going to happen.
And that is Brian O'Neill of the Rowntree Cafe and Bar and Restaurant in Ennis making a point that I think most people would agree with. He was speaking to John Cook.